Good morning, everyone. Welcome to FOSDEM. My name is Alon Mironik, and I work for Synopsys, where I manage R&D for the Seeker agents. Seeker, if you haven't heard about it, or rather haven't heard about it yet, is probably the best IS tool out there today. But as fascinating as application security is in general, and IS is in particular, it's just not my topic today, so this is the last time I'm going to mention Seeker. Instead, I want to ask, do you remember last year's FOSDEM? Well, I sure do. Last year, much like this year, I gave a talk in the community dev room. Last year, however, this meant I had to hop on a plane, fly all the way to Brussels, get up on a stage, and deliver a talk to an audience which was sitting in the same room as me. This year, as you can see, things are a bit different. In fact, a couple of weeks after I got back from FOSDEM, the airports were shut down. A couple of days later, my office was shut down. And a couple of days later, even I understood that the world is now kind of different. So I did what any good nerd would do. I hopped on Google and Googled how to be a better manager under lockdown. And unsurprisingly, there were a couple of results. What did surprise me is a lot of these results talked about how to make your work situation at home or under lockdown more like an office. So there were suggestions to have virtual coffee with your peers instead of the water cooler talks. There were suggestions to have daily or bi-daily sync meetings. One of them even went as far as saying, leave your webcam open, have the entire team leave their webcam open, and that way, since you can all see each other, you kind of have an office feel to it. To be completely honest, and I mean no disrespect to anyone who came up with these ideas, but to be completely honest, this doesn't make a lot of sense to me. To me, this sounds like you'd be devoting a lot of energy in trying to change the world back to something that you know instead of understanding the world is a bit different now and modifying your own behavior. Moreover, I think this concept or these ideas kind of implicitly or even explicitly assume that, first of all, everyone would want to go back to an office, or at least an office-like work environment. And second, that everyone actually could. Now, this assumption to me is not only wrong, I think it's deeply rooted in privilege. With this new reality, a lot of us are finding a lot of new restrictions, new disturbances, if you were, to their lives. Some people have health problems, and if not, sometimes their immediate family, their significant others, elderly parents are facing health issues and they need to care for them. For some of us, there are essential services or services that we perceive as essential that have been shut down. For some people, for instance, they need to devote more time and energy to childcare because schools and kindergartens are working in some reduced capacity or even not at all. So just the assumption that you are able to sit down and have an 8, 9, 10 hour workday is, well, privileged. If you can, fine, great, good for you. To be honest, I'm jealous. But for a lot of people, this isn't the situation. But this is not the privilege I want to talk about today. Instead, today, I want to talk about our privilege as managers. As managers, we have a unique capacity to determine, at least to some extent, the work environment of our teams. This to me means that in some small way, we have the ability to make the work environment, or even I'll go as far as saying the lives of the people in our team a little bit easier. And if we do not use this privilege, we are wasting it. Now, before I go in to discuss how we can and, in fact, should, in my eyes, do this, I have to take a minute to talk about oxygen masks. And I do not mean the COVID type. So I'm guessing no one here is flying anywhere anytime soon, but for those of you who do remember, in the pre-COVID times, sometimes we used to get into these metal tubes and fly across the world. Now, every time you did this, before the flight, there was a safety instruction, and they all sounded pretty much the same. In the unlikely case of an emergency, oxygen masks will be deployed from the ceiling. If you are traveling with someone who needs your assistance, fasten your oxygen mask first and only then help them. Now, this metaphor extends, of course, beyond a physical oxygen mask. This metaphor, in layman words, says that you need to take care of yourself before you try and take care of others. As humans, at least as humans who are not sociopaths, usually if we see someone in need, our instinct is to help them, especially if this is someone we know and even care for, like, for instance, our team members. What a lot of us are not always good enough in doing